Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Year in and year out, big dollars are generated for common education and higher education in Oklahoma by the Oklahoma School Land Commission. Harry Birdwell is the director of the School Land Commission. He says there are three generators that are perpetually set up to bring money in for common and higher education.
One of which is leasing the surface acreage that we own and manage in behalf of public education. There are about 750,000 acres of land that we manage in 43 of the 77 counties for the benefit of K-12 and higher education in the state. We have about 1,200,000 mineral acres. Over time, what has become a fairly significant permanent trust fund invested on Wall Street now amounts to nearly $2.5 billion. The combination of all the income sources that we have generated last year $103 million for K-12 and about $35 million for higher education.
And the annual October ritual of leasing one-fifth of the surface acres starting this coming Monday at 9 locations around Oklahoma. The first of those locations coming up Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock in Beaver, Oklahoma. For more information, go to the Commissioners of the Land Office website.
clo.ok.gov.
We also have details of each of the 9 auctions on our calendar pages on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. USDA's October crop production numbers showing that Oklahoma will just miss a million bale cotton crop for the second year in a row if the October 1st numbers are realized. 930,000 bales predicted by Uncle Sam compared to just over a million bales produced last year. However, the recent wet weather, not factored in, could impact the final yield output for Oklahoma's cotton crop here in 2018. That may also be the case in the number one state in the country, and that, of course, is the state of Texas. It's going to be a smaller crop, it looks like, compared to 2017, not just in Oklahoma, but especially in Texas. Texas produced 9.29 million bales a year ago. The estimate for this year, only 6.732 million bales. From the calendar, we want to remind you about the 2018 edition of the Diamond Hats Gala. This year, back to the Cowboy Hall of Fame. It'll be happening Saturday evening, started at 6 p.m. We're looking forward to emceeing the event once again. All to benefit young folks showing and competing at the Oklahoma Youth Expo each March. You've got farm news on Ron.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
Do want to remind you that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can check out the latest on our agricultural news up on our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.